Like I said, I was well in my adult life before I knew about the Holy Spirit. I don't remember. I think I was in my pretty close in my 30s before I even started talking in tongues a little bit. Past 30. That's way too long. I should have been doing it as soon as I come out of my mother's womb. There's so much teaching that people do and won't follow the scripture. And I'm going to look at something in just a minute. I knew the Lord was going to take me in a different direction while I'm doing it. There's so much teaching out there. This is the reason why you ought to keep this and find out what God has said. Stop being ashamed of it. Stop trying to twist it. Stop trying to make it say something else. And if you don't know, you're just going to be there just like a knot on the log. But if you know what this word said, when somebody try to shove something down your throat, and you know God didn't say that in the word, you don't swallow that. You don't do like a little old bird in the net. Every time something moves, no, you don't do that. No. It's too important. It's too critical at this stage because there's too much out there that's against God. You just don't go to any church. You better make sure you go to the one God told you to go. Just because they say a church on the door, church, it may have some fancy name. We are the Shekinah glory, outstanding, moving, holding. And you get up in there, you say, whoa, what in the world is this? And this is what get people in trouble, because they're looking for something to appeal to the flesh. But watch this. I'm coming right back to it. What is it, Lord? Two, six. I believe I'm right. I want y'all to listen and make sure am I right. Yep. Colossians 2:6. As ye have therefore received who? The Lord. As you have received, therefore, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, do what? So walk ye in him. As you have received, you have no business allowing anybody, anything, anytime, any place, once you receive Jesus, telling you something different. As you have received him, walk. So you in him. So walk you in him. Go ahead. Walk you in him. All right. How? Rooted, built up in him. And how? Establish how? See, if you root it, built up, and established in the faith, as you have been taught. You know what? If I hear at this church, this particular location, this church, if I don't teach you as a shepherd, as an overseer, under shepherd that belongs to that's under the chiefship. My responsibility to make sure I teach you so you can be rooted, built up, established in the faith, as you have been taught, do what? Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God. Thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I talk in tongues every day. I prophesy as Spirit of God leads me. I lay hands on the sick. I stand my ground when temptation comes. I stand against sickness and disease. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. If you hadn't been taught, you won't do it. When somebody appealed to me, try to get me to get involved, young people, in an ultimate lifestyle or activity that in like married people, I don't do it. I don't do it because I've been taught and I'm rooted. I'm rooted. I'm built up in Him, established in the faith. As ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Keep going. This is why we do it. Beware. Do what? Beware lest what? Any man what? Spoils you. What could we use for spoil? Ruin? Deceive you? Spoil you through what? Philosophy? Vain deceit is empty. Got nothing in it. Ain't no God in it at all. There is no God in it at all. And why would you get involved in something God is not in? And I'm born again and God belongs to God. And He told me, His Holy Spirit, when He comes, He's going to teach me all things. Now, why am I over there letting them teach me something? Why? And then when trouble shows up, when disaster strikes, you don't know what to do. You're crying out. You're hoping you survive. You're hoping that some way you survive. But if you knew your God, you'll stop that devil. No, you're not putting that on me. No, I'm not doing that. I promise you that this church is not a social club. Amen. But we stand for holiness and truth. We stand for that which is godly. We know we got stuff to work on. We have. But we stand for what is God. Vain deceit and what else? After the tradition of who? After what else? The rudiment of the world and not after Christ. Keep going. For in Him, where? For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of who? The Godhead how? Bodily. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead how? Bodily. Watch this. We'll keep reading. We're going to keep reading. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you are complete in Him. If I'm complete in Him, why am I looking outside of Him to satisfy me? You're complete in Him, which is the head, even head of all who? Principalities and powers. All the stuff that you're facing, trying to deal with, trying to fit in with, trying to look like, and trying to be like. He's the head of all that. That means those things can't crowd in your life and run and just step up in your life and take over. You have to open the door and let it in.